Time for our instant analysis of the Cavaliers' 116-78 victory over the Toronto Raptors in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Joining me from Fox Sports Ohio and AmicoHoops.net, Sam Amico. And Sam, just like we all thought it would be, right? Cavaliers 116, Raptors 78.
And the 43-point lead in the second half and the 31-point lead at halftime. The franchise-setting with largest margin of victory for the Cavaliers in playoff history. So, no, I did not expect this. I don't think that even the Cavaliers may have expected it, and I know the Toronto Raptors did not expect it because this was basketball beatdown through and through, and credit to the Cavaliers because they came out with a ton of energy and came out on fire, came out looking for Kevin Love, who had been struggling, 8 of 10 shooting tonight, 3 of 4 on three-pointers, really dominant.
What was it about this first quarter that was missing in Toronto in games 3 and 4? The Cavaliers said they wanted to go out and establish themselves in the first quarter. They did that. What did they do differently that enabled them to basically end the game in the first quarter when they were up 37-19?
I think they started by getting the ball to Kevin Love, helping him feel comfortable right away. Now, they did that in those other games, but tonight I feel like he had the ball in a better position, and I feel like they were going to let him know, hey, we're coming to you. Regardless of what happens, you're going to get going. We're going to get going. And more than anything, Kenny, they just came out determined not to let the things that happened in Toronto happen here, which was Kyle Lowry going nuts, Bismack Biyombo going nuts on the boards, you know, DeMar DeRozan going nuts. He seemed to get in every game. He got going in the first quarter tonight. He could not do that. Hit 2 shots all game. Yeah, he had 14 points, which was a team high, but he also shot 2 of 8 from the field. So I just think that in every aspect, and mostly getting Kevin Love and the defense and letting that lead to offense really, really set the tone differently than it has at any other time in this series.
Defensively, I think, is where this game was won. A lot of people will focus on Kevin Love's 25, LeBron with 23, Kyrie with 23. So when you look at the big three doing some quick math, that's 71 points. But to me, defensively is where this game was won. The Cavaliers came out, held them to 39% shooting, 17% from beyond the arc, and forced 18 turnovers. What did they do different defensively to totally dominate this game and take the Raptors out of their offensive flow?
They just played with more energy, stepped in passing lanes, and not only that, they made some of those passes difficult. You know, and that's a stat you're never going to see is, you know, who made the pass difficult, but that's what they did, a lot of it, and guys end up bobbling passes. They end up, you know, taking shots that they're not confident in because the Cavs aren't just stepping in passing lanes, but they're moving their hands, they're getting deflections, and they bent their knees and shuffled their feet. There's really not a whole lot more to it than that, and that's what they did. But the energy at both ends was just so much better tonight.
One of the guys that I called out and was wondering where he was in Toronto, besides Kevin Love, was Tristan Thompson. And tonight, Tristan Thompson in the first quarter, I guess maybe he was a little bit pissed off from hearing all the negative things that were being said about him. And I guess at shoot around this morning, he kind of walked away from the media after getting asked so many questions about Bismack Biyombo. Tonight, Tristan Thompson, 9 points. 10 rebounds. Bismack Biyombo, 7 points, 4 rebounds after getting 40 rebounds the last two games. What's it say about Tristan Thompson that he answered the call tonight?
Good. You know, good. Good that you got mad and had to walk away from the media. Good that you were getting your butt kicked up there and you did something about it. You know, and that's, hey, it's frustrating when a guy outplays you and you got to hear about it for 2 or 3 days, you know. And he responded tonight. And that's what you need to do as a guy who's hoping to win a championship. That's how champions play. Yeah. You bounce back, you come out, and you take that guy out who was dominating you, frankly, and you were hearing about it not just from the media. You heard about it social media, you heard about it on television, you heard about it on all the radio talk shows, you know, and you came out and you did something about it, and now Tristan needs to carry that into his hometown in Toronto Friday night.
The Cavaliers also in this game only shot 21 three-pointers. I was begging for them to cut down the three-point shots, attack the basket, try and get Biombo in foul trouble. He didn't get in foul trouble, but they did attack the basket. They had 46 points in the paint tonight and only shot 21 threes, made 10 of them, so a good percentage. And it really has been the key in their three wins, hasn't it, where they have attacked the basket and instead of settling for threes like they did in Toronto?
Well, Toronto is okay with you settling for threes there because, you know, you're just bound. NBA history shows us you're bound to make less on the road than you're going to at home. Your shooting's impacted greatly on the road. So, you know, it's easier to settle on the road, too, because you don't have the same energy. You don't feel as athletic even on the road. Well, here now, when you attack the basket, this makes it a lot easier, Kenny, because you're putting pressure on them in terms of, as you said, foul trouble potential, as well as you're making them play defense. That takes away some of their energy at the offensive end, and that helps you defensively.
All right, Sam, we're headed to a Game 6 in Toronto. Let's see, this is, what, Wednesday night? So that means Friday night is Game 6. If necessary, Game 7 Sunday back here at Quicken Loans Arena. What do the Cavaliers have to do to avoid a Game 7? Wrap this thing up in 6 in Toronto on Friday night.
They're going to need their big three to do this again. Similar. You know, you probably need close to 20 points from all three of them. And more so than the points, Kenny, you've got to have the production in terms of leading the way. You can't have Kevin Love not showing up. You can't have Tristan Thompson just getting out and out dominated by Biombo. And you can't have Kyrie Irving struggling defensively like he did there. These guys have to come out and bring the same energy on the road, which is difficult to do, but you've got to be focused and you've got to bring the same energy in their building. And if you do that, this thing's over and the Cavs are going back to the finals.
Worst case scenario, if they don't, they have a Game 7 here in Cleveland where they have defeated the Raptors four times this year in the regular season and postseason combined by a total of 110 points. It's a nice trump card to play. Hopefully they won't have to play it. We'll see how it goes Friday night north of the border. Sam Amico, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
There's our breakdown, our instant analysis of the Cavaliers' 116-78 win in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals over Toronto. The Cavaliers now with a 3-2 lead.